Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, so let's start here. We found out yesterday that Kyle Pitts is going to officially be out for the remainder of the season. Probably something we felt or like we knew already, but now it's official. Were there any moments last weekend where you caught yourself thinking, man, this would have been different if Pitts was playing, or that would have been different if Pitts was playing? Like, how differently do you think last weekend's loss goes if Kyle Pitts was on the field?
You know what's funny is, honestly, I didn't have that many of those moments last week, which is kind of weird because you wouldn't think that he is a big part, you know, obviously he is a big player for you. Maybe it's a testament to the fact that a lot of his teammates stepped up and performed well. Mm-hmm. Michael Pruitt had that touchdown catch, but you know, honestly, that's something that we heard, though, from a lot of people, which is that, you know, Kyle Pitts has not been that big a part of this offense so far this year because it's been so, you know, the passing volume has been so low this year in general, and so maybe you won't miss him that much. And honestly, that's kind of how I felt. Maybe you would think he would be a more of kind of a presence in that late on that last drive where obviously they got in the red zone, and I know everybody wanted them to run, but we have seen Kyle Pitts be on a recipient a lot of those, you know, some of those slants kind of on the backside and some of those goal line situations. So maybe there's an area, but honestly, guys, I didn't really think that his absence was a different maker. Now you never know. Maybe, you know, it's all hypothetical. Maybe if he was playing that game, the Falcons do go on and win it, and he has a big part to play. Yeah. But I thought that the rest of the team stepped up and played, you know, pretty well. Obviously, the offense wasn't what you wanted in general, but I thought they were all right.
Joe, why did they wait till this week to say something? Was it one of those things where, and I don't know if Arthur Smith said something that when they went in there and did the search, they saw that it might be worse than what they actually initially thought?
That's what it sounded like to me. It sounded like the way that Arthur Smith phrased it was like, yeah, we went in, the surgery was done. And I think that sometimes you don't know exactly what you're dealing with until you actually do get in there. Now, having said that, not a doctor, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn last night.
This interview's over.
I think it was just one of those things where they didn't know exactly what they were dealing with. And if they, you know, I think that honestly, this team was holding out every chance that he would be able to return. I think that was kind of one of the biggest things is they didn't want to, like, you know, set him down too early and kind of put those expectations forward before they officially knew. So, yeah, it's an unfortunate situation.
Is there any part of Arthur Smith's job that he enjoys less than answering questions about his play calling?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, and I feel his pain, you know, because it is, he says that probably every play caller says, you know, it's the life of the play caller and, you know, people are going to have their opinions on how it goes. I'm one of the ones who was, like, not very critical of that play. I mean, I think that play at the end of that Washington game was going to be a touchdown if that doesn't get deflected. And that, and I think that means that it was a fine play to call. I totally understand the arguments against that. And for running the ball, kind of running the clock out. And I think what Arthur Smith was saying was that, you know, I think he said, like, it's like, yeah, it would be nice to be able to run the clock all the way down and score with no time remaining. But that's like having your cake and eating it too. You know, as a play caller, you can't necessarily prioritize it like that. I think that the way he was thinking was, I've got three downs to get this ball in the end zone. I've got to try in every opportunity that I have to make sure that we can take a lead in this game at some point. And then if the defense gives up a game-winning drive with 1 minute left, then, you know, maybe we that's its own separate issue that would need addressing. But, yeah, I mean, it's a frustrating thing. We've seen it happen, you know, in that Saints game early this season. Criticism of the play call, I think rightfully so in that case. And that's just something that, you know, he has to live with. And maybe it will change the way that he calls plays in the future. And I think that Saints game, that really did kind of change the way he's called plays in some of those situations. So we'll see how the Falcons move forward from here.
Joe, what do you think they're going to do at the offensive line? I mean, we got questions about Jalen Mayfield this week. So is it that bad that he's being brought up, or is it a possibility that they might have to play him?
So, yeah. So I'll just give you my gut, like what my gut's telling me with regards to how this offensive line is going to shake out. I tend to think that Jalen Mayfield is going to be put on season-ending IR this week. I just haven't really heard from the coaches as much optimism as you think you would for someone who, you know, this is his last chance. That he's either going to be activated and put on the active roster on Sunday, or he's going to be put on season-ending IR. And I just haven't really heard, you know, again, this is my gut, but I just have not heard that kind of enthusiasm that you would typically have for a guy that you're happy to get back and that would improve your offensive line, especially for a position that this team has really kind of been going through, you know, the what do you call them? The rotating things where you enter something. My brain is broken right now. But
turnstile.
But, you know, obviously the team has been looking for solutions at left guard since Elijah Wilkinson went down. So I just haven't really felt like Jalen Mayfield is the solution. And maybe some people will be happy to hear that. But I actually am more optimistic about Elijah Wilkinson. I know he's questionable. He's on IR now, but he could come back for this game. I'm more on the optimistic side for Elijah. I think there's a good chance that he could play in this game on Sunday.
I don't know exactly like how success will be defined for this team at the end of the season. It feels like some people are defining it that way already because I don't know, there was an outlet that said they might have 2 wins and they've got 5, so I guess that's something. But what do you think needs to happen in the final 5 games in order to consider this season successful?
Well, you know, I do think it is. I would agree that it has been successful already in one respect, which is that this team has found its identity and what it wants to be and has shown that it can execute in some of those areas. Now, I'm obviously here talking about kind of the run game on offense. That's great that they've been able to do that. I think that there are still things that they need to do in the passing game, obviously, that will take them to the next level. But I think that, you know, when you're looking for, like, you know, is it success or failure? I don't know yet. I mean, I think if, on a team level, yeah, the playoffs, like making the playoffs, that's going to be kind of the ultimate barometer in regards to the team. But I think you can always break down the team into these separate components and say, okay, we made improvements here. This is really good for us going into next year. This area of the team, we need to, you know, focus on and improve. And maybe that's in the draft or in free agency and whatnot. So I think you have identified some of those areas, both where you are successful and then some of the areas where you need improvement. I think that just generally going into next year, I know a lot of people are focused on this offense because of some of the players involved, but I think that defensively they're going to have to get themselves on really solid footing because right now, you know, they've been okay, a lot better recently since A.J. Terrell has come back, but, you know, that stretch of games where he was out, the team has really struggled on that side of the ball. So, you know, I think that this team is just generally going to be consistently successful when this defense can really become, I think, what we all want it to be, which is a team that can really rush the passer and just generally be a good defense. So, yeah, I mean, I think that that's kind of where this team is at right now. Unfortunately, that's kind of how it comes with when you've got a quote-unquote rebuilding year that this team has got to put in progress.
No doubt. I mean, obviously, it was always going to be, you know, there's easy ways to define success for certain teams and then other, if it's a sort of a development year, rebuild year, whatever you want to call it. Probably define it in other ways. Joe, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, JP.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.